Hello guys, and welcome to Death to Self podcast, a podcast navigating Christianity in your 20s and how to be in the world and not of it. Happy 2024, happy new year, and welcome to season 2 of Death to Self podcast. You know, new year, new season, new me. I'm not sure about that. I'd say an elevated version of me, but what matters the most is the fact that it is still the same God, the same amazing, mighty, omnipotent, sufficient, beautiful God. It is still the same love that nothing can be compared to, the same mercy that is new every morning, the same peace that surpasses all understanding, the same grace that is all we need, the same provider, protector, our healer, our everything. New year, new season, same God. And I am beyond excited for this new chapter of the podcast. We're gonna take it on a higher level by God's grace. Like, definitely I'm thinking more episodes answering dilemmas, Q&A, maybe a couple of guests here and there, I don't know, but we're definitely stepping out of our comfort zone. And one thing I know for sure is God will exceed our expectation like he always does. So with all of that being said, how are you doing? I hope you had an amazing holidays. I hope you're as excited as I am for the new year, if not more, because as for me, I love New Year's so much. Like, it's a new opportunity for me to become the best version of myself, for us to above all fulfill our God-given purpose. Like, I just love the new year, and I am so dedicated to making 2024 my best year yet. I am so dedicated to that. And in order for that to happen, you know, there are a lot of things that I have to let go of and also welcome into my life. And if you've been on TikTok lately, you know of this trend-ish where people share their 2024 ins and outs. So I'm going to share a couple of mine with y'all today, and please share yours as well. You could write it as a comment, or better still, send me a text on the Death to Self podcast IG page, so we can hold each other accountable to having the best year yet. But anyways, here are my 2024 outs, what I want to let go of this season. Starting off strong, first is mindlessly scrolling. Y'all, I have an addiction, and it is my phone. Like, I am so addicted to my phone. And you might think, well, you can't necessarily be addicted to your phone. Like, people are addicted to drugs and alcohol. A phone cannot be an addiction. But no, an addiction is anything that you don't have control over. And that is the relationship I have with my phone. Like, with me, that is my phone. I wake up, the first thing I do is pick up my phone. I go to bed and I'm on my phone. I am so addicted to TikTok and mindlessly scrolling, literally getting lost in my phone. My screen time is about 10 hours per day. I know that's quite embarrassing, but I definitely need to stop mindlessly scrolling and reduce my screen time, like, by literally half. My dream goal is for my screen time to be 5 hours. Well, it cannot necessarily be that, because I record my podcast and edit YouTube videos on my phone, so it's going to be. And I know that I'm not the only one here. Imagine if whenever we had the urge to pick up our phone, we would pick up our Bibles instead. Imagine the spiritual growth we will get from that. Like, for me, I'm trying to turn my imaginations into reality. Instead of picking up my phone first thing when I wake up, I want to pick up my Bible. Instead of falling asleep while scrolling on TikTok, I want to fall asleep while reading a book. New year, better habits. The next thing that I want to let go of this year is being easily offended. Like, words get to me quite easily, and I get easily offended. I don't care if you are joking, now I'm hurt. And the funny thing is, I'm the one always making the expensive jokes, but the moment the joke is reciprocated, yeah, I very much take offense. Like, I want to grow thick skin. I don't want to overthink every little thing someone says to me. And I'd say I've started helping myself by reading a plan on my Bible app. like a little devotional titled Unoffendable, and so far it's helping a little bit, but I need to do more work. So yeah, next is lateness. People tell me that I'm always late as a joke and we just laugh about it, but it's not funny. Like, lateness being part of my identity is just not given. So this year 2024, I have nothing to do with black time or whatever y'all call that. Like, if it says 4 p.m I'm gonna be there at 4 p.m. You know, you still gotta be a little smart and use discernment with this one, because then you get there at 4 p.m and the occasion has not started at all. Like, that has happened to me more than once. You honestly really can't blame me for being late. I am traumatized. I've had bad experiences with people not sticking to their times, but anyways, apart from all of that, no excuses. I am leaving lateness. So let's get into my ins for the new year. First, I am letting in sisterhood. I really would love a community of sisters in Christ. By community, I mean like 5-6 ish, not a whole gang of like 50 people. I mean, not 50. You know what? A community can be any number. I'm trying to focus more on the quality than the quantity, but you can have both, right? Yeah, we're talking about God here. He can definitely give us quantity and quality, but right now I'm sitting at like 2-ish friends slash sister, and my friend was like, girl, you cannot have only 2 bridesmaids, so you gotta get to work, which is so real. So yeah, I already have a few girls that I'd love to be friends with, and I'm so shy when it comes to making friends, but this year we are stepping out of our comfort zone and putting ourselves out there, you know, having beautiful conversations, forming beautiful connections. Like, I really want a group of girls where we Bible study together, pray together, dress up and go to fancy restaurants and take pictures. And I also really want to invest in my friendships this year, just like you would invest in romantic relationships. Friendship needs nurturing too, and I think a lot of us don't realize that. So yeah, I want to invest in my friendships, going out with my friends, scheduling time to call my friends. Ugh, man, having the right people in your life is just so important and such an important aspect of life. So yeah, I'm definitely welcoming sisterhood and investing into existing friendships in 2024. Next thing is consistency, capital letters and in bold. Consistency, like, that is literally my word for the year. I strongly believe in the plans and the promises that God has for me, and I believe the key to getting there is consistency. God will blow your mind when you're consistent. Try him. I've seen it with this podcast, and I've seen it in many other aspects of my life. When I am consistent, he definitely shows up, and I just know that the key to all of my goals turning into a testimony is consistency. Another thing that I'm letting in to 2024 is a mindset of abundance. I used to have such a scarcity mindset. Like, sometimes I forget that the maker of heaven and earth is my Father. Like, he literally owns everything, and he can provide for me every single thing that I need and more. So I need to have a mindset of abundance, Psalms 23 verse 1 mindset. The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need, I shall not want, I lack no good thing. Believing in his words and knowing that he is Jehovah Jireh, so I'm not gonna stress, I'm not gonna nitpick, I'm not gonna plan every single thing. I'm just gonna yeshav. Yeshav means rest. It's a year of rest and acceleration, and knowing that God has it all in control. A mindset of abundance. A mindset of, I'm not stressing myself. I am the daughter of a king. So yeah. Oh, and the most important thing that I'm letting go of, and I forgot to mention in my 2024 out list, is the past. past hurt, past trauma, past grief, past pain. I am letting go of the past. If it happened last year or any time before today, it is time to let it go. And this is a word that God wants me to tell you in this new year, to let go of your past. A lot of us dwell in our past and it stops us from progressing. We sometimes make our past our identity, like, you know, I was abandoned, or I was assaulted, or I lost someone very important to me. And then you kind of blame your past for why your life is how it is right now, which is not what we should do. Isaiah 43 verse 18 to 19 says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of the old." Do not dwell in the past. Do not let the past have power over your current situation. Because God says He is doing something new. He is planning something greater in this new year, in this new season. Can you not perceive it? Like, can you not feel it? Because I most definitely can. He says He will make a way in the wilderness, in the desert. This could represent, you know, the tough times, the sadness, the anxiety that you had last year, or even just the beginning of this year. I know it might have been hard for a few of us. You're like, God, it's literally January. I'm not trying to be on your strong soldiers list this year, you know. So the desert could represent the tough times that you've had last year or even the beginning of this year. And God is telling you that He will make a way in the wilderness. He will give you rivers in the desert. So what is it that you want to do? What chapter of your life do you want to get into that you are letting the past hinder you? Know that your past failures, brokenness, and pain no longer defines you. It does not condemn you, and it has no power over you. We left all of that in 2023. We left that yesterday. Like, it is not just new year, new me, new opportunities, but literally new day, new opportunities, new mercy, because God tells us that His mercies are new every morning. So even if you're listening to this and it is not the beginning of the year, as long as you wake up tomorrow, it's a new opportunity and mercy for you to do what you are called to do and let absolutely nothing hold you back. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 is a Bible verse that I've been meditating a lot on lately, and it says, "The path of the just is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day." Basically saying that the path of those who follow God is like the light of dawn. It's like the sunrise, and it shines brighter and brighter until midday. It shines brighter and brighter until the day is at its brightest, meaning our tomorrow must be better than yesterday, and every single day must be better than our last, because it is literally a promise that God gave us, that the path of the just is like a sunrise that shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. So 2024 is the year where we, Isaiah 60 verse 1, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." That's why the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 that we are a light of the world, like a city built on the hilltop. And Jesus goes on to say, "We cannot light a lamp and place it under a bowl. It is placed on a stand for all to see." So if you've been hiding your light under a bowl, it is time for you to arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord is upon you in this new season. And we cannot arise and shine if we do not. John 15 verse 5, Jesus says, "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing." Jesus has made it so simple for us by letting us know that if we try to arise and shine without him, it's not gonna work, because apart from him we can do nothing. Apart from him we are like a mango that has been cut off from the branch and just gets rotten, and then it's thrown away and it's useless. But if we remain in him, we shall, Psalms 1 verse 3, be like a tree planted by the riverside, bearing fruit each season. So in order for you to make 2024 your best year yet, remember not the former things. Do not let the past have any power over you right now. Whatever it is that you want to do, don't let the past fail you. Don't let, oh, I started the business last year and I failed, I don't really want to start this year. Oh, I started the, whatever it is that you know that you are called to do. Do not let the past, like, it's a brand new page, it's a brand new chapter. Erase every past thing and do not let it affect your future. Do not let it affect now. So yeah, remember not the former things. Know that your day is supposed to shine brighter and brighter, because that is a promise that your Lord and Savior has given you. And also, arise and shine. Arise, also arise and shine, and most importantly, abide in your vine, Jesus. And that is all for season 2 episode 1. I think this was a short episode. I'm gonna try my best to make it longer than this. And please comment down your 2024 ins and outs. Also, please give the podcast a follow at Dare to Self Podcast on Instagram. And I have an idea of like making a dilemma episode. You know, I had a Q&A, but then I'm like, a dilemma would be better. So in case you have a dilemma, send the Death to Self Podcast Instagram or my personal Instagram explaining your dilemma, what exactly you don't understand about life right now, how you want God to speak to you. And yeah, we are gonna talk about it in one of the episodes to come, and I think it's gonna be so interesting. So whatever dilemma you have and you need godly biblical advice, I got you. Just send me a DM on Instagram. Obviously it's gonna be anonymous. I'm not gonna come here and be like, so at this says, nah, we don't do that. It's just anonymous, it's just all for God's glory. And also, if someone else is going through something that you're going through, they can, you know. So yeah, if you have any dilemma, let me know, and we are gonna encourage each other and talk about it on my next, not my next, but like on a podcast episode to come. Also, we are continuing our tradition of recommending some beautiful Christian songs this year, and today's song is Take Me Back by Jonathan Ogden. It's a very beautiful and blissful, peaceful, calm gospel song. I hope you add this to your playlist, and if you don't worry, I got you next week. Hopefully you're gonna like that one. But yeah, I hope you're ready to conquer this year and live a soft life through Christ whilst at it. Never forget, Jesus loves you more than the world can comprehend. And see you next week, Monday. Bye. Oh,
this time I've drifted far away, looking for meaning in this broken world. And all this time it felt like such a waste, looking for someone who knows my heart. But I find that I'm just a lost soul without you.